Hi, I'm Brian Galecki, artist? Question mark? designer? Co-owner of the Black Sheep Cafe, owner of Dumb Records here in Springfield. Black Sheep Cafe is an all-ages music venue and art space that has been around for 12 years now. We just hit our 12-year anniversary. It's located on 11th and South Grand, 1320 South 11th Street. Dumb Records is an independent record store that we have here in Springfield that's been going 3.5 years now. It is located on 1107 South Grand Avenue East. We have a giant green elephant outside. I'm in the band Livin' Thing. We are a rock and roll band that's also heavily influenced by punk and hardcore music. Flyer making for me kind of came along with my involvement helping set up shows and just kind of made sense. I've always been drawing since I was in kindergarten, I guess, really, you know, and flyer making has been great for me because it's been a way for me to continue doing hand drawings, you know, and I do graphic design during the day as well over at Miles T-Shirts, but typically what I do there is more on the computer. I mean, I've been working at Miles T-Shirts now for 5 years, just about exactly now. Within those 5 years, I've been trying to make it a point to screen print a lot of my work, too. And I've always had an appreciation for screen printed posters. And it's a great thing that I have the opportunity to do through my work. Flyer making for me has been a great way for me to continue to exercise drawing by hand. And it's also just gone along with setting up shows over at the Black Sheep. And even before that, I was helping set up shows over in Champaign, actually, at a house that I lived at when I went to school over there. And that's really when I started having a hand in setting up DIY punk shows. As far as what I do for making flyers, I'm always trying to mix it up and challenge myself, for one, and change media and all that. Usually at some point, I'm drawing by hand for everything, too. And then at some point, I'm usually using the computer, too. Especially recently, my process has more included old records from the record store. A lot of stuff has been influenced by that. And I also have my own copy machine in the record store now, too, which I've had for the past couple of years. So I'm usually incorporating that. Usually, I'd say as far as the process goes, I'm usually starting sketching things out by hand, drawing, and then putting together collage work from there, taking it to the computer, doing a lot of edits on that. So there's a lot to it, I guess. Typically, I'll spend maybe a full day on doing one flyer or two nights or so. How would I describe the Central Illinois DIY punk scene? That's an interesting question. I guess when it comes to Dumbfest especially, it's always we're always trying to push ourselves and be creative as far as where we can host shows, that type of thing. I think a lot of, especially with Dumbfest, a lot of out-of-towners look to what we have going on in Central Illinois as it being its own unique thing. And I do think the artwork kind of goes along with that. I think I've developed my own signature style. Same with, like, Camila. And, of course, Veronica is an excellent photographer that's kind of developed her own name and style, really. Like, you can look at a lot of her photos and be like, oh, that's Veronica's photo of Dumbfest or whatever, you know. So I think we have our own unique thing going on here in our little part of the Midwest.